As a member of the World Trade Organization, Jamaica must abide by its rules of trade, which require that safety and quality of products be proven through transparent and reliable systems of conformity assessments. With this in mind, the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC, has been carrying out its mission to ensure that Jamaican business entities produce and trade goods and services of consistently high quality. Come Friday, June 9, Jamaica through JANAC will join the rest of the world in observing World Accreditation Day. The day will be celebrated under the theme, Accreditation, Delivering Confidence in Construction and the Built Environment.
This theme is particularly important to us at JANAC because we recognize that certainly in recent times and in the last 10 years or so, there have been a number of media reports about the construction sector generally and the challenges that sometimes face the sector, you know, as it relates to the quality of construction materials, as it relates to probably the professionals that are engaged, as it relates to probably design and issues associated with built environments.
Chief Executive Officer of JANAC, Sharon May Shirley. Mrs. Shirley says the agency is well able to assist the construction sector overcome the various challenges by providing what they need to ensure consumers gain confidence in the end product generated from the sector.
We want to alert Jamaica that accreditation and accredited conformity assessment services is the way to go. Because if we are not producing goods and if we are not building and or construction and other industries do not recognize the need to comply with local as well as international standards, then we're in for many challenges.
Supporting the work of JANAC, Director of Environmental Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Everton Baker, says the agency continues to ensure that assessment entities and other inspection authorities are suitably accredited to conform to international standards. He's urging entities, particularly those in the construction sector, to become accredited and reap the many benefits.
We recognize that accreditation of systems and design for experts in the field would greatly enhance or service delivery. For example, we have issues with ventilation systems that are designed in buildings. And if we should have a national program that is strengthened to ensure that people who design and install air conditioning system will be meeting these international standards, then that will go a far way.
Meanwhile, training coordinator at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, Sonia Morgan, says the Bureau is pleased to be partnering with JANAC in the observance of World Accreditation Day. According to Mrs. Morgan, accreditation is the way for an economy to grow.
As two government organizations, we partner in being the guardian of quality. And in particular, the National Standards Body, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, is in the business of ensuring that we make standards work for not only manufacturers, government, providers of service, and the consumer, but also even for institutions that support trade in Jamaica.
Over the period June 3 to June 9, JANAC organized a series of activities to mark World Accreditation Day. Chief Executive Officer of JANAC, Sharon May Shirley, says the activities will culminate on Friday, June 9, with the CEO breakfast at the Terra Nova Hotel, where a number of the key players in the construction industry will meet.
We're going to be looking at the safety of our buildings, the quality of building materials, the engineering skill sets in Jamaica. And so we'll be having participants from the Master Builders Association, from UTEC, JIE, you know, Environmental Health Unit will be represented there as well.
Chief Executive Officer at JANAC, Sharon May Shirley. JANAC is an agency of the Ministry of Industry and Commerce and the only internationally recognized accreditation body in the English-speaking Caribbean. For more information on the agency, its products and services, call 968-7790.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.